This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me, folks. Maxine Waters, Mad Max, we call her. She's going to be giving the rebuttal at the State of the Union. We got a ton to talk about, but that's what I want to focus on right now. Maxine Waters, James Brown. Yeah, hey. Does it feel good? Yeah. Do it sound good? Yeah. Then it must be good. Hit it. Maxwell. Man, if Maxine Waters gave the State of the Union and came out in a glitter outfit and to the tune of some James Brown, man, I might even vote Democrat. Nah, I wouldn't do that. But I would come close, because that would be hysterical. Hey, baby, 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 baby. Maxine Waters going to give this. Okay, so Donald Trump, by the way, who practically gave a State of the Union in Davos, Switzerland. If you saw that performance by the president, man, it was awesome. Awesome. He practically gave, I'm just telling you, he did. It was like, you know, America's doing this and America's growth. We've got great GDP. We're doing that. And then it was like, wow, 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 wow. I mean, every time you turn around, it was just more and more better news. Exciting. So, you know, there are no surprises in the State of the Union. The only thing that the president could talk about in the State of the Union is getting into the swamp, you know, getting rid of some of these swamp creatures. There's all these investigations. He could say things like, soon the FBI investigation is going to wind down. It's going to go back and point its finger at the very people who requested the investigation. I predicted it. I did nothing. We've been forthcoming. We've released 1.4 million emails, text messages, blah, blah, blah. I saw something like that. It was 1.4 million or something. You couldn't be more forthcoming than Trump. Accessible. Yeah, what we need. Who do you want to talk to? When I would do management consulting, I knew the companies who were going to really be able to get turned around. You want to know how? Because when you would say, all right, so these are the areas we're going to need to cover in order to get to the bottom of what's going on with your company, you know, why you're, you know, not getting the operational efficiencies you want or what have you. I'm going to need access to these executives, whatever. We're going to be out here for the better part of 3 months or whatever, you know, time limit. And I'm going to need all your executive team involved. And you know what the CEO would say? They're at your disposal. Absolutely. Now, that's easy, because his butt's on the line. But what about the people? You know, the CFO, the COO, the corporate marketing, etc. What about them? Well, did you get pushback? Because, see, if you get pushback from them, you knew, okay, yeah, you're my problem. You're one of my areas. But when they would say, hey, fully cooperative, we want to be better. Kevin, if you know something that you can impart that's going to make my life more efficient and better, I'm all ears. Because, see, consultants are, we're not the enemy. We're the enemy if you're doing a crappy job and you're trying to hide. Then we're kind of the enemy. Like, if you don't really need your position, your position, then, yeah, we could be considered the enemy. Because we're going to let your company know, you know, you're being redundant here. But that doesn't mean you have to leave. Just because there's a redundancy doesn't mean there's not a place for you. Now, if you're that redundancy, you knew about it and you were complicit, then yeah, you're going to be in some trouble. But generally speaking, I could tell where the problem was just in the body language of the people there. If you were to outline a problem and say, here's what we're thinking, and let's say it's in manufacturing. And if the manufacturing manager is like, well, you know, everybody always wants to point the finger at manufacturing. Then you go, okay, yeah, this is definitely my problem area. But if the manufacturing person says, you know, we're always interested in learning more about how, you know, other people do this, how we could increase our efficiencies, things like that, you're good to go. And see, the left, they're not like that. They don't want to learn anything new. They don't want to understand why Donald Trump can take, in a single year, without the you know, the legacy good news of Barack Obama, inheriting all kinds of problems, inheriting racial problems, inheriting problems with crime, inheriting problems with companies that are running from America. I mean, sucking paper in their tornadic vortex to leave this country because of the tax rate. And I could go on. All the egregious legislation that's being put in their face of them doing business, and President Trump on a dime says, and stops it. I mean, you know, just quick. Did I do that? He just stops it. And suddenly, boom, we're saving Carrier. Boom, we're bringing IBM back. Boom, Ford's not leaving. Boom, GM says they're building that. Two Japanese manufacturers, Nissan and Honda, says, boom, we're building plants in America. Alibaba, SoftBank, all these companies coming back. Dow Chemical, U.S. Steel, you name, coming back. Apple Computer and many others. Wells Fargo giving out bonuses and stuff. This did not happen in the era of Obama, and it never was going to. And the left know it. What can Maxine Waters, Mad Max, possibly say to the year that was and the year that will be? It's already starting to happen. What could that chick say? What leg does she have to stand on? But she's going to deliver the State of the Union for the left. And let me tell you what that signifies, people. The most desperate left on the planet. They got nothing. What is she going to say? Well, oh, Donald Trump may have done a good job of black people and black people unemployment. That does not mean anything. What are you, I mean, what could she, I'm just curious. You tell me, what could she say? We'll learn later. We're going to learn tonight. What is Maxine Waters going to do? Trump's one of his most vocal critics. And do you think Maxine, I'm guessing, do the left believe that Maxine Waters is going to reach more black people? This is the worst gambit. I mean, outside of trying to make the Russians collusion between Donald Trump, this may be the second worst gambit of the Democrats, because the Russian collusion thing is gone. I mean, it's over. Oh, he obstructed justice. He might have wanted to fire Mueller. That was the next thing they did. He might have wanted to fire Mueller. That would have been obstructive of justice. Obstruction of justice. Maybe had he done it, but no. Even if he had done it, it is an obstruction of justice. But it's certainly not obstruction if he didn't do it. That's the level of desperation these clowns have. Wow. Maxine Waters. Good luck with that, Democrats. Black people are going to start loving Donald Trump. I'm going to give you some numbers. They're in trouble. We come back, we discuss that picture of Barack Obama. Not good.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So there was a picture that surfaced about Barack Obama, and it showed him with the with Louis Farrakhan and with the congressional black circus clowns, a few of them. And my curiosity is, what would have happened had that picture been shown? Now, look. The speculation doesn't matter because it is what it is. I believe Barack Obama wouldn't have been elected president. I think a lot of the whites that, certainly from the conservative side, who were giving him the benefit of the doubt and thinking he was going to bring racial conciliation, would have abandoned him. I think a lot of leftists would have thought, not exactly what we want. And so it wouldn't have happened. So for whatever reason, God saw it in his providence to say, let's go ahead and let him be president. And I think at the end, it ended up benefiting us because we know what happened with all of the seats they lost and so on and so forth. And the Democrats are in big trouble going forward. Their name is going to be sullied. And it's going to take the efforts of people like us to continually do these things, to push these messages out. I was at an event at a fundraiser, and we were talking about Tom Fitton. And a couple of big dollar donors said, I always donate to Tom. He does such great work. And Tom does a good work when he gets these FOIA requests and and you know, exposes these guys, these Democrats, for the cockroaches that they are. But there are other people out there doing things that are just as important. And so Tom can expose that they hid messages and things like that, but there's still a big marketing campaign through the media that allows the message of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama to still seem plausible. Like, oh, they aren't bad people. They are bad people. And it needs to be exposed, but we're not doing that for some reason. And we've got to do a better job of that. So I hope that, you know, I mean, this year for us, we are a marketing arm for the conservative movement. We're going to push out these messages about Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Pelosi, Adam Schiff, McCabe and the FBI, James Comey, Mueller, all of them. It's just going to be a constant barrage of these people are crooked, and getting that circulating so people can understand it. That's one of our missions, because without that, we end up in big trouble. Now, I want to go back to this picture. So the picture was withheld. I think that's the bigger story, right? The idea that the guy that took the picture knew potentially, this is what I heard, I don't know much about it, but because it wasn't like an official White House picture or anything like that, he wasn't elected. But I'm told that Barack Obama knew of the picture and said, now look, this picture can't come out. Or maybe it was the author of the picture, the photographer, who said, you know, I know what this picture could do, and I don't want to release it. And the reason why I find this to be very important is that if you can't showcase a person fully, you're lying about him. Now, we know Barack Obama's past is a lie. His ability as a president, everything this man has done has been fabricated. I mean, Barack Obama oversaw the worst, one of the worst, probably the worst economic period in American history. And it's ignored because they want to tell you, oh, well, look at what he did for the stock market. Donald Trump's doing real things for the stock market. Barack Obama printed $1 trillion a year and grew the debt of America by $10 trillion. I want you to think about $10 trillion. That's 15 zeros. To be a billionaire could give 1,000 people $1 million. Okay? A trillionaire can give 1 million people $1 million. Think about that. 1 million people get $1 million for a trillionaire. So when you think about the scale of that, strip it back a little bit and just say, $1 trillion and you can give 1 million people $1 million. So you can give 10 million people $100,000. Now I want you to think about America's poor families. Barack Obama could have given 10 million people $100,000 for the last 8 years. Just giving it to them. Ask yourself what that would have done for the economy. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about a guy who artificially, I mean, there's nothing Obama did that you can go, that's a permanent fix. Everything was artificial. He grew welfare, 16 million people. He faked the unemployment numbers by having the most people not looking for work, the least amount of workers in America, I don't know, in history, but certainly in a long time. Lowered our credit. I could go on. And the only thing that propped him up was his ability to print money. A counterfeiter. No better fitting definition. I mean, when you think about what he did, a counterfeiter. That's exactly what he represented to this country. And the left love him. But here's the dirty little secret. They really don't. They really don't love him. And that's why Barack Obama held that picture. They didn't want you to know the truth about him. They didn't want you to know he was black-centric. And look, if Barack Obama had told people, you know what, when I get in here, I know you guys are expecting me to be this, bridge the divide between black and white, which quite frankly didn't really exist as much as it did in the past. But if he had said, you know what, I'm going to make my presidency about, yeah, it's going to be black-centric, I'm going to be focused on black issues, I'm not going to help them, but I'm going to give them the perceived help. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to make them feel small. I'm going to make them feel less than what they are. That's how I'm going to do it. He wouldn't have been elected. I don't really care because it's over. But I just find it incredible that the left hang on to this. They want they really want this man to be canonized. The library that's being built where he's got nothing of himself in there. None of his past, none of his records are actually in there. Can you imagine if Donald Trump did a library and he said, you know, I'm not going to put any of my writings, I'm not going to put my, you know, the things that record me, that none of that's going to be in there. I can't even imagine the outcry. What's he hiding, man? You know, we could be asking we still are. What is Barack Obama hiding? Barack Obama in his presidential library, you will not be able to find his grades. I'm talking about high school grades. You won't be able to find his college transcripts. You won't be able to find the writings that he did in college, out of college, whatever. There will be no physical stuff. There'll be some digital things of his legislation and his speeches and all that crap, but there's not going to be anything there that will tell you more about him. He wants to remain a secret, even after his presidency. That should tell you a lot.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For leftist men. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What a topic. What a topic. Cyborgs. Robots. When, you know, I've seen all the sci-fi films. You know, Terminator has obviously kind of set the stage for the cyborg. I mean, there were others. But Terminator, I mean, forget R2-D2, right? He just rolled around on stuff. And even, was it R2-D2? C-3PO. I forget which one, but there was the robot that walked all robotic and he was all, you know, glistening. He was like, looked like he was a chrome. That's nothing in comparison to Terminator. Shut up, George Lucas. Don't even try it. Terminator was the man. I mean, you know, I'm a human flesh over bloody cup, blah, blah, skeleton, exoskeleton, whatever. So, and the dude had a little eye that made all the calculations and stuff. Give me your pants. Give me your clothes. Remember that? Then he took the dude's clothes, took his motorcycle, and boom, he was off to the races trying to kill Sarah Connor. So, but cyborgs, it was something else. So then they did the next one, the second one, which is another dude. I forget the guy's name. Then they did the third one, who was a woman. And she was hot. That's what the robots have become. You used to think of robots as like, you know, he's putting welding things in Chrysler, you know, at some auto factory or whatever, or the robots in, at least I do, because I come from, you know, background of engineering. So you got pick and place equipment and you program it in and it knows exactly where to place all the little pieces and parts. And it's become so sophisticated. I'll look at it today and go, seriously? That's the size of surface mount elements now? You know, they can handle that kind of current. The substrates have changed, all the different things that, from when I was coming up in engineering, I feel like I'd be over there, they like, look at old great grandpa over there still talking about, yeah, well, we were using gallium arsenide. You know, they're like, gallium arsenide, that's so like your 1990s. And I'm, you know, it was cutting edge when I was leaving. So you got all, and I remember we would talk about, you know, this many microns of epitaxial layer and all that, and now they're probably like, man, shut up, Grandpa. Get out of here, your old self. But, you know, so things have changed. And I remember, you guys will find this really funny. The toughest thing to do when I was in robotics class, when I, you know, learning about how to design robots, was they said, getting a robot to walk was a very difficult thing because, you know, what looks easy to us because we just automatically center, you couldn't do it with a robot. Well, now the gyros and all the different things now, the technology is such that robots walking, no big deal, robots run now. They can run. Do you see the robot that does a standing backflip and front flip? Just Yeah. And I don't know what it weighs, probably a couple hundred pounds, but it does these flips. Well, that's the technology. Now, he looks like a robot. He doesn't have any human looks to it. Oh, you know what? The other robot movie, as I think about it, was Alien. Remember the guy cut his finger and he had white blood? And Sigourney Weaver goes, "She didn't tell me I was on with her." And she called him something. And because in the previous movie, the robot dude tried to kill her. So she was mad that she was on with this other guy. And the guy, forget his name, but you know him and you see him as an actor. But he goes, "Oh, that was an old model." He goes, my algorithms are much better and I would never hurt you or whatever. It didn't help her. She didn't believe it. But he at least said, "No, it was an old model that tried to kill you. The new one's okay." And you could, in the movie, you obviously couldn't tell he was human. But, you know, there you go. And then there was Blade Runner, where, you know, they put a certain amount of time on your life because these machines, whatever, these hybrids they were so much stronger and, you know, so much smarter and all that, they had to put a limit on them or else they would take over for man. I'm just thinking about robot films. But now they got robots, not just for manufacturing, they got them, they're probably looking at them for warriors and things like that. I mean, I don't know. How long will a robot last? Can it run on solar energy? Wait till we find some sort of nuclear pellet where something can really survive a long time. Whoo, it's going to change dramatically. But now, I've talked about this before, but this is a different subject about it. But the sex robot industry, I'm telling you folks, y'all think I'm kidding, is going to be big. It is. When I was doing this story, looking at what we're going to write about and obviously talk about, I Googled sex bots, and you got to be careful because you get a lot of crap when anytime you put sex in anything on the internet. But it went right to these pages. And I mean, the minute you see them, you're like, boop, because I went Google Images. You're like, wow. I mean, you still recognize them as dolls. But give it a decade. Give it a decade, and you may come home to the hottest robot. It's going to be dudes talking about how y'all think I'm kidding. They're going to be pulling up pictures on their phone going, "Have you checked out my latest model here? Check it out." Oh, showing pictures of their robots. Not their girlfriends, not their wives. They're robots. They're sex bots. And think about it. You can program your sex bot. This story, I'm telling you, so let me get into it. Because the bad news is they can be hijacked by hackers and used to harm or even kill people. That's what a cybersecurity expert warned. So there's the bad news. There is a downside. But fellas, okay, I'm going to put this out there for the leftist fellas. Because they're out here listening. They need to know. They're like, "I like Kevin Jackson. He explains things pretty well. I want to be part of his team." So I appreciate you guys coming over. Here's what I want to tell you. That's the downside. The good side is you don't have to deal with a liberal woman. Yeah, you get to be total man, alpha dog for a change. You don't have to deal with that whiny, harpy, just emasculating, you know, whatever, because you can't call her a woman. No one, who knows what she professes to be to that day. So you don't have to deal with her. You get yourself a sex bot. Yeah. Artificial intelligence researchers have consistently warned of the security risk posed by internet-connected robots, with 700 recently calling on governments to ban weaponized robots. You know, they have robots. You've seen the movie, what was it called? RoboCop, where weaponized robots ended up killing everybody in the room. That was a terrible scene. Wow. You got to see, even if you don't like the movie, it was an interesting scene. So, but they don't want to weaponize them because a robot, you know, you can't sue a robot if he shoots you, Michael Brown. You know what I mean? If you're trying to resist a robot and he's strong and he's like, "Oh, threat. And there's no Black Lives Matter. So, "Y'all left him out there for 4 hours. Oh my God. Oh, even 4 hours. Robot says threat. Stole cigarettes. Approaching. Stop where you... Oh, you don't want to stop, Negro." Shoots him, right? Anyway, apparently hackers take control of these fembots. They can then maneuver the arms and legs and other attached tools, in some cases even knives, they say, or welding devices. Can you imagine? You are in your intimate moment with your robot, and suddenly she's welding your buns, welding your butt cheeks together. Wow, maybe with some hot solder? That would hurt. So yeah, they're concerned about this because apparently people are really buying these. The story we did about this a while back was they were saying, should they make sex robots for pedophiles, like as in little baby, you know, little kiddo robots. I'm going to tell you, I have a problem even with somebody, you know, trying to have sex with a kid robot. There's just something even wrong with that to me mentally. That's a whole story for another day. But one of the guys that when I was looking at this story, he said, why don't you just send these robots to the Middle East and then allow hackers access? But anyway, if you're thinking you're sending these fembots to their doom, if you send them over to these goat humpers, these babes are not like whiny feminist human sisters. No, they are brawny. Here's what Newsweek said. Often these robots can be up to 200 pounds and very strong. Once a robot is hacked, the hacker has full control and can issue instructions to the robot. The last thing you want is for a hacker to have control over one of these robots. Once hacked, they can absolutely be used to perform physical actions for an adventurous scenario or, I'm sorry, for an advantageous scenario or to cause damage. Now, I'm just trying to imagine one of these fembots with some of the Religion of Peace insurgent's head between her thighs, and some hacker pushes crack the coconut on his control panel and just, you know, that's the end of that. Now, this has already happened with the, and you're going to think I'm joking, the Bluetooth-enabled butt plug. Yes, it does exist. People will think I'm kidding. Researchers discovered a security flaw in the Bluetooth-enabled butt plug. If you don't think leftists are crazy, think again.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. I am a proud supporter of the military. And I went to military school, Marine Military Academy, have friends in the service, all branches, have worked with all the branches of the service, particularly the Special Forces and Navy SEALs. MARCOM, these guys, a lot of these guys, JSOC, some others, and in different capacities, mostly in hand-to-hand combat, you know, teaching hand-to-hand combat. And many of these, and the way I got started with this is I have like a couple of the SEALs came out, would get out of training, I mean, retire, if you will, and then they would come, for whatever reason, they wanted to fight, you know, wanted to do mixed martial arts or whatever. So I started training a couple, got involved in it. This is years ago, and just kind of got into that community. And keep in mind, had SEAL friends and people long before that, mostly Green Berets, believe it or not. And again, these are friends, a lot of these are just guys I went to school with that went into the service. I didn't. But we kept in touch, so I'd see him and, you know, end up hanging out with him, go out and visit him. Levi's one in particular. Go out and visit him at their homes or where they're at the base, and end up just meeting other guys and getting into that whole thing. So that's how it all kind of came to be years ago. And, but, you know, my upbringing, being raised in the country on a big cattle ranch and having gone to military school, I know what hard work is, and I know that what you do means something in both of those environments. In the country, if you don't do your chore, something dramatic is going to happen throughout the day. You got to milk the cows. You got to feed them. You got to, you know, clean stalls. You got to do all that stuff. That's what you do. That's what you grow up doing. You got to make sure there's going to be hay there, and or you're baling it and then putting it away. And, you know, you got to make sure the horses are shoed and so on and so forth. So that's just the way it is. And in the military, if you don't do your part, somewhere down the line, something dramatic happens. It's accountability. And I think that's what taught it, to me anyway, was if you don't do your part, it will be found out. And it won't be you can blame somebody else. You're going to be blamed. They're going to find out it was you because of the chain of command. And you are the one who's going to have to pay. Anyway, the truth gets out, though, about the people nowadays who are anti-military, which are the left. And it's lucky for us that the very platforms that these guys give us access to, social media, comes back to bite them. Now, let me explain conservatism. I've explained it before, but there are newbies that listen all the time. We picked up a couple of new stations, and I'm glad. Thank you guys for the PDs for bringing us on. But for the newbies, I'm going to tell you this. Conservatives are ideologues for truth, as opposed to leftists, who are ideologues for their cause. They don't care about truth. They care about the narrative. The left are minions who do or say what elitists have trained them to do or say, which is why they lie, cheat, and often get themselves in trouble in one form or another. And these morons actually start to believe their lies, because that's what a moron is. A moron is somebody who can't comprehend, who doesn't understand. So somebody says, this is the way it is. Hey, if you step on a crack, you'll break your mother's back. And, you know, that moron won't try to step on a crack. I know, because I was one of them. I remember hearing that, and I would walk on the sidewalk like an idiot, making sure I didn't step on a crack, because my dead mother might get her back broken. Now, see, that's moronic behavior, born of a silly notion, a superstition that has no basis in reality. See, that's a moron. And I can admit that I was one. You know, sometimes, from time to time, I can put on the moron hat, as we all can. But generally speaking, when it comes to politics and the things that have to do with other people and impacting them, I am far from it. In fact, I am a genius, because I go back to what I said a second ago. Conservatives are ideologues for the truth. Anyway, one moron is a high school teacher. His name is Gregory Salcido, Democrat councilman in the town of Pico Rivera. And he told his Pico Rivera high school students that U.S. Marines are a bunch of dumb craps, I'll clean it up, and the lowest of the low. Now, he was talking about the military in general, but what triggered him was a girl wearing a U.S. Marine shirt, sweat top. Marines, one of America's premier fighting force, people who took down the Muslims at Tripoli. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of, you know the song. So the sight of this sweater, this whatever you call it, worn by a student, triggers Salcido into a shocking rant. And one of the mothers of a student at the school, her name is Kimberly Flauto, she posted videos of the rant and said, "Help make this viral." And you know what we did? Help make this viral. Why does this guy, and I don't get this, I do not understand the left when it comes to the military. Look, it's one of these things where I'm not some military ideologue that says, oh, no, the military never does anything wrong. No. There are bad people in the military. Generally leftist. leftists will enter into a sacred institution of conservatism and they will ruin it. That's what they've done. Education is a sacred institution of conservatism. And you know what it is now? It is a putrid, disgusting remnant of what it once was. It doesn't teach. It indoctrinates. Education is not about teaching your kids something and finding the genius inside of them. No. No longer. It is strictly, how do we sell our stupid narrative? And, for example, the anti-war narrative. Where do you think that's sold? Anti-military narrative. I don't know about you guys. I'm anti-war. I wouldn't want to see any of my kids go to war. I don't think you would want to see your kids go to war or grandkids. But if they have to, you want to know that the nation, when the nation calls upon them, they're ready to go because they understand what it means. Let me ask you this question this way. Do you believe any of these putzes that Salcedo and many of these other leftist teachers, do you think their kids are going to go to war to fight for them, this millennial generation? You got to be out of your mind if you believe that. But more so, do you want them protecting you? Wow. So I suspected that this guy probably lost his wife or girlfriend to a man in uniform. Because why would you say this? Look, I don't know what caused this idiot to say such vile things about the military. But the fact that he's a Democrat explains a lot. Remember the Congressional Black Circus clown, Frederica Wilson, supposedly stood up for the wife of a veteran who had been snubbed by President Trump. This is a gold star wife. The president calls this young black woman, and Frederica Wilson says that Donald Trump snubbed her, didn't know who her husband was, and all this other stuff. Let me tell you something. That had to be the biggest lie. One of the biggest lies told by the Democrats in the year 2017. Unbelievable. Donald Trump has a dossier of information about every phone call he makes, and the fact that he made that call should have been thrilling to that young black woman. Unbelievable. But Frederica Wilson was ready to use that slain serviceman in order to get political points and then trick this young black woman into doing something that no person should do when they get a phone call from the president saying, I want to tell you, I'm really sorry for your loss. I'll tell you this. I wouldn't go to the Oval Office to see Barack Obama with his slimy behind. But if he called because somebody in my family died and he genuinely cared and he cared enough to get on the phone call to say, Kevin, I'm sorry, your brother died in combat or whatever, I'd take that phone call. Anyway, Wilson, as it turns out, voted against every measure that would ensure that the family of soldiers slain in Afghanistan would receive full death and burial benefits. And she did that in 2013. But she'll tell you she's pro-military. And I remember Al Gore in 2000 when he didn't want to let the ballots, the absentee ballots of the voters, I forget where they were, but they were in theater. He didn't want their votes to count because it could have skewed him being president. They didn't want their votes to count. You want to know why? Because the military votes overwhelmingly Republican. That's why the left hate them. Slimy people. Remember that name, Salcedo.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.